Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on that site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right into your phone calls here. And then coming up, got an email from somebody. But first, we go to Rob in Georgia on the amp lines. Hello, Rob.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Rob.
I just wanted to kind of weigh in on the jury nullification issue that was brought up by a caller, Doug, I believe, a few days ago, especially relates to black people, since jury nullification has indeed been used especially as a tool for terrorism against black people generally in the South. I think that it is useful to know these things. That's always one of the problems that you have with any sort of a presumption that one has the right over the property of another. Any of those sorts of situations, you're going to find cases where that has been used to horribly abuse people. In fact, the very nature of the state itself always abuses someone. It generally does not abuse people to the point of death because states like to rule over living people rather than dead bodies. But the simple fact is that every state has abused people and every method employed by the state has been used to abuse people. So that's just the reality of the thing. Now, as far as specifically dealing with race nowadays, there's several reasons why I don't think that that's particularly an issue. One thing is that the country is a lot more diverse now than it ever was in the past. You no longer have essentially a single minority being oppressed by a majority, which is sort of assumed to be more or less monolithic, even though it really wasn't. But kind of in the popular press, it was kind of presented in that way, and minorities were kind of presented as being a monolithic in opposition to that.
So really let me see. So what you're saying is that that as a black man, that you don't feel that things are as bad today in America as they have been several decades ago.
By no means are they as bad. And in fact, the two best tools for the elimination of oppression against minorities nowadays are, in fact, tools that most recently were used to oppress minorities. And those two tools are jury nullification and secession.
And what was it, secession?
Secession.
And secession.
Ah. Two of which I completely agree.
So explain to me how that's so. Like, how do you come to that conclusion?
Well, I think that the primary menace to the majority of minorities.
I'm sorry, Rob, I don't know if we've got a bad connection. It didn't sound bad when I answered the phone. Are you on a cell phone?
Let me get off of this headset here.
Oh, I should have asked at the beginning of the darn call. Hello, say what? Say again?
Yeah. That better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, yeah, the primary menace to minorities nowadays, for the most part, is the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start looking at what can be helpful in eliminating or at least minimizing the effects of the war on drugs, the two big tools that you have if you're going to actually use the government are secession and jury nullification. Those are really the only two tools you really have as a practical matter in terms of using the state. Now, there are, of course, things outside the state, but as far as using some sort of state mechanism, that's about it. Mm. That's just where we've come. That the tools which are used to oppress in the past are really the only two tools that are used to free in the present.
So then you completely support folks going out and doing jury nullification outreach, even if it is in the South. And I don't know what has happened to his connection, but it just dropped off. So always, he's welcome to call back anytime something unexpected like that happens. Definitely would like to continue that discussion. But
seems to be some phone issues going on there. But
We don't hear often enough from Rob in Georgia. Always interesting to get his perspective. He's one of the occasional bloggers over at, or not bloggers, but article writers over at LouRockwell.com. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There is, of course, much to talk about tonight. We will take your calls. In fact, I've got the video from the folks over at Liberty on Tour, and I think the audio is particularly interesting. We had Adam and Pete on last night. They told us about how when they were in Denver at the Denver Broncos Stadium, they were passing out free beer to people. The stadium folks came by and took issue with that. They went ahead and changed the signage. They changed how they were approaching it as they had been requested to by the security folks at the stadium. But apparently that wasn't good enough. So they had the police called on them. The cops came over and demanded they show identification. Adam and Pete asked why they were being asked to show ID. They asked for the government's statutes. They wanted to see some sort of citation that the cops could even ask them for it under their own rules. And the
right,
police,
they weren't driving these lawn chairs they were sitting in.
Right, they refused. The police refused to show them any kind of inside-the-system justification for it. They just went ahead and arrested them. And so the video has hit the Internet. It's available at libertyontour.com. But I was listening to it today, and I thought, wow, because they actually got their cameras back from the cops. So
without the footage erased.
Yeah, exactly. So you've actually got some really good footage with the footage. In some cases, the cops are holding the cameras, and they're not pointing it at anything, but you can still get the audio, and the audio came out very good. So it's not like you've got some guy that's standing 10 feet away who's recording on his cell phone. They've actually got the audio from the cameras that were right next to the action when it was happening.
Well, the audio is the best part of these recordings anyway. It's the most important part.
Yeah, especially when you hear what these cops are saying and things like that.
The video can be is an augment, but it's the words that are being exchanged that are most important.
So we're just going to – I think we should play that a little bit later on in the show to, you know, give you some sort of idea of exactly – what it's like out there. What is it like for somebody who attempts to hold on to their freedoms, to somebody who is willing to stand up for their right to be a private person, for the right not to have to carry your papers around wherever it is you go? I mean, that's what these cops are essentially suggesting, is that if they demand that you show your papers, you have to show them or they're going to take you to a cage. They're going to put you in handcuffs and they're going to take you away. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it sounds an awful lot like Germany in the 30s, so...
Doesn't it, though? And somebody's going to accuse you of being hyperbolic, Sean. Right. They're going to accuse you of...
I know they're going to. But...
They're not dragging the Jews off, right, yet. And I don't...
But they didn't drag them off when they were demanding identification and things like that from people.
It was later. It was a slow roll that down that hill. Well, not particularly slow if you happen to live there, but, you know, they went from shutting down their businesses, making them live in specific areas, wear certain types of clothing, mm-hmm. To the point that they then shipped them off to concentration camps, and then they began to, systematically exterminate them. And
that was all done, the latter parts were done very quietly.
I don't expect to see that. I mean, do you see 20 years from now the United States government systematically exterminating a group of people?
Well, history does have a tendency to repeat itself, Mark.
But that particularly doesn't... I just don't see that kind of institutionalized racism.
I would... Well, it's not necessarily institutionalized racism as much as it is just institutionalized hatred toward another group of people. It's going to be likely against Muslims, if anything. Because
I just don't see them being drug off. That's the difference for me.
I would like to agree with you, Mark. I would like to say that, yeah, well, we've got the Internet now, and they won't be able to get away with what they could get away with so many years ago. So I would like to... You know, I think that being optimistic is important, but all that considered, it could happen. And there's no reason it couldn't, because it's happened before. Okay, I mean, it's happened before here with the Japanese during World War II.
They didn't exterminate them. I mean, I'm sure if they tried to go for the fence, they would have, but...
Who cares if they didn't exterminate them? They did drag them off, sure. And they did put them into camps.
And they let them go later. I mean,
is that all right?
It's not good.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible.
It's horrible, but it's better.
Yeah. It's okay. Better to not exterminate them, is what you're saying.
Right. Pick. Would you rather be a Jew in 1930s Germany, or would you rather be a Japanese-American in 1940s America? Pick.
No thanks. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. So is there a chance they could round people up this day and age? Aside from whether or not they will exterminate them, is there a chance they could round them up and hold on to them? I think absolutely there is. 1-800-259.
Well, rounding up free people anyway with the migrant workers and illegal immigrants.
They're doing that right now, exactly, to the cheers of the oppressed.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Z zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. Enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Join us again online, freetalklive.com. And the phone's 800-259-9231. Also, I want to tell you about an island called Liberty.
That's right. How soon do you want to start teaching your child about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorite. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some of the samples there, and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com. And, you know, Christmas is coming up.
Indeed. Be here before you know it.
It's good to have these things.
So, Mark, let's continue on this discussion that we kind of ended up swinging off into about whether or not they could round people up in the United States today.
With, rounding up.
With the way, with the, do you believe that's possible?
We're not talking about extermination, right?
We're not talking about that, Mark.
Okay.
Do you believe that's possible?
Well, it...
Because the extermination, by the way, did not happen loudly, right? It was very quiet.
They're going to round...
There were rumors that they were exterminating people, but they...
When they round people up, they'll round them up under the color of law. Okay, they'll do it in that manner. They'll say, well, the Mexicans that we're rounding up are
illegal.
They've come to this country illegally. They do not have their papers. The Muslims, they will make it more difficult if they're going to go after people from a racial standpoint. And I don't think that's exactly where the government's at. There's a lot of different ethnicities in the federal government. I don't think they'll actually put up with racial profiling.
No, it won't be race. It'll be a religion. Muslims are a religious group.
Sure, but
you can be a white Muslim.
Indeed, you could be a black Muslim, but mostly what you're dealing with Muslims is
right, Mark. So this is how they'll do it. It will be an attack against a particular radical religious group, in the same way that it's an attack on immigrants. It's not against Mexicans. It's against all immigrants. It just so happens to be that they'll round up all the Mexicans, right? They'll round up everybody. The people are rounding up in this immigrant roundup will end up being brown-skinned, right? They'll go after everybody that's got brown skin.
Are you talking about illegal immigrants?
Right, so-called illegal immigrants, okay. Right? And of course, they're going to round up other people in the process of getting illegal, so-called illegals, because, well, they're the government, and they're going to think, well, if you don't have identification on you, maybe you're an illegal, so you'll have to come into this camp until we can figure it out.
Well, it's very inconvenient when this happens, but usually, unless they're mentally ill, people don't, they can prove their citizenship. And so they don't stay very long in any kind of holding cell or anything.
Are you making excuses? Because it sounds like you are.
I'm only trying to make you not sound like an absolute lunatic. That's all. I mean, you're talking about them rounding up Mexicans.
There are people who want this to happen.
And Muslims.
There are absolutely
a bunch of lunatics.
The Tea Party people, according to Huffington Post, are calling for essentially ejecting all Muslims from the country.
There are a bunch of bigots all over America. But thank God they're not running the government.
Or at
least the ones that do run the government aren't so stupid, absolute baseline idiots that they would go and suggest something this venal.
Haven't they suggested in the past having a separate line for Muslims at the airport?
Who's they?
The government people.
You mean somebody that worked for the government?
I don't recall. It's been a while since I've heard it, Mark.
Some stupid jackball racist said that.
Sure,
yes.
Sure. And how many times has the government done stupid jackball racist things?
I can understand why people choose to. It's been a long time, Ian. I think mostly we've got that racist stuff put behind us from a government standpoint. You know, that just
it won't be about race. It'll be about being illegal.
Right. I'm with you on illegal. I think that they'll figure out some way to make people illegal. They'll diminish the amount of people that are allowed to come from Muslim countries. They'll get rid of student visas for people who come from Arabic countries. They'll make it very difficult to be Arabic and come to the United States. I got that. And I'm with you. But that's it. That's as far as I'm going with you down this merry little crazy trail.
What do you think, Sean? Am I being hyperbolic here? Am I being a little too sensitive? Is it unrealistic what I'm suggesting?
I think it's realistic the government could propose it, but like Mark says, it'd be an absolutely stupid thing to propose, and I don't think they could carry it out.
Well, aren't they right now raiding businesses that have Hispanic people working for them and literally rounding up hundreds of people?
Yes. People that they call illegal.
So it's happening right now.
That's
then.
All I'm suggesting is that that's as far as I'm willing to go.
So then,
people
yes,
that the government calls illegal, but they're
so
only
they're going to find out a way to make Muslims illegal,
no,
right?
They won't go after all Muslims. There are lots of Muslims born here in the United States. They can't make
all they
them
have to
illegal.
Do is, all they'll have to do is say you're a radical, and
no.
then you're going to be. They
well,
can pick you up.
Sure.
We have evidence
they're
he's a radical.
For criminals all the time.
What did they do to Jose Padilla?
More criminals.
What did they do to Jose Padilla?
They found some
they
guy.
They called him an enemy combatant, and they put him in a cell for years and years. Is he even still in a cell? I don't even know. What the heck happened to the guy?
I think they let him go. After they drove him crazy, I think they finally let him go. But maybe they sentenced him. I can't remember.
We'll have
no,
to
I
check
think
on
they
that.
Sentenced him.
We'll have to check on that.
Yeah, I think they sentenced him. Remember the jury and all white, red, white, and blue came back?
Oh,
and,
gosh. Yeah, that's right.
And they hung him.
Oh, my gosh.
Essentially, you know, this guy that was essentially a gangbanger. And he just got picked up at the wrong place and the wrong sort of time in history.
Look, I want to believe like you, Mark. I want to believe that it can't happen at all, but I wouldn't say it can't happen because it has happened. It could happen. And if you get people whipped up with enough anti-Muslim fervor or anti-immigrant fervor, then they will allow these government people to get away with all manner of depredations. You've got them rounding up Hispanic people right now, calling them illegal so they can break up families and they can take people and they can send them out of this country to destroy their lives when they had just come here to try to make a better life for themselves. That's happening now, and nobody's batting. Most people aren't batting an eye at it because, well, they're illegal, so you can do whatever the heck you want to them. Screw their families.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Okay.
On that. I think that, you know, that's...
So we're already there. Now it's just them... Now it's a matter of them making Muslim illegal, right?
Lots
and you're saying
and
that's impossible?
No, it's not just a matter of that. There are lots of people in America. Most Mexican people of Mexican or Central American descent in the United States are here legally. The government is not hassling them other than, say, Arizona, where they're asking them for their papers. And they could very well do that, start doing that to everybody there, mm-hmm. Which I don't know which part of that I consider worse. You know, stigmatizing somebody because of their race or asking everybody for their identification to make sure that there's no stray Canadians without...
I agree with you there. It's a tough call.
Yeah,
which one is worse?
It stinks, but... You know, the government's not going after Mexicans because some of them are illegal, nor will the government go after Muslims because some of them might be radical. I just
they
don't see
are
it.
Going after Mexicans.
They are. They're going after some Mexicans because they're here illegally.
If you're brown on the street in Arizona, I would bet there's a good likelihood you'll be targeted with this new stop and identify law.
You know, Arizona has cut its course. I understand they're taking a different course than the other 49 states.
Oh, there are other states that have proposed the same thing as well. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, I had a story a few weeks ago we never got to about how there's a proposal in Florida to make an even more hardcore version. So they're not only are they being proposed, but there are even more statist, even more police state versions that are being proposed just so they can top one another on their statism. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got listening options, both live streams and our listen lines that allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. It's all free around the clock, unless, of course, you have to pay for the long distance. That obviously will cost you. But go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you can get tuned in, listen.freetalklive.com.
I want you to imagine a world where politicians in the federal government had to read every one of the bills that they sign. They had to sit for a reading of it while it was read out loud in Congress. Try to imagine a world where one of these 2,000 page bills is read in Congress out loud by somebody to each one of these politicians, because you know they don't read them. And a world where the politicians are only allowed to pass one subject at a time in each bill. These are things that Downsize DC, that's at downsizedc.org, are working on right now. And you can let your voice be heard with tens of thousands of others at downsizedc.org.
All right, 800-259-9231. So we're talking about this issue of whether or not the U.S. government people could get away with, in this day and age, rounding people up because they're Muslim. And it would seem like it would be pretty difficult for him, right? I mean, I'm going to agree with you that I think it would not be easy to get away with, but that doesn't mean they couldn't. For instance, they are getting away with people rounding people up who are Hispanic on the pretense that they may be so-called illegal.
And so they're raiding businesses. They're breaking up families. They're taking away people from their lives. It's absolutely horrifying what they're doing to peaceful people who have never harmed anyone else. So considering that's happening, all they'd have to do is come up with some sort of excuse, some kind of excuse that's going to pass muster with the majority of Americans who are constantly looking for someone to blame. The government is really good at coming up with an enemy group for Americans to hate and to put all of the, you know, to essentially scapegoat them for all of the country's problems. And they've effectively done that in the past with, well, the Japanese Americans in the past. They've done it to communists. They've done it to drug dealers. They've done it to immigrants.
Indians.
The immigrants, Indians, sure, a long time ago. So this isn't unheard of. And it seems to me that all it would require would be some sort of catalyst. I mean, obviously they had the September 11th attacks, and they're still milking that for all the police state that they can get out of it. All they need now is something else that they can pin on a Muslim. And then they can instead of creating a law against Muslims, what they could do is, Mark, they could, since you're the most skeptical about this, I address this to you. What they could do is they could come up with some sort of, trying to think like a government person here. They could come up with a law that criminalizes being a terrorist. Well, they've already got that, right? They got the Patriot Act, and there's all kinds of regulations out there. And the definition of terrorism is already pretty nebulous. But they could basically say that, well, anybody that could have connections with terrorism, they need to be investigated. And then they could just target Muslims because, well, it's more likely that Muslims will have connections to terrorism. We're going to have to look at your books. We had people calling this, you know, a couple weekends ago saying that they wanted to, you know, open up the books of the people that wanted to build the mosque to make sure they didn't have any money coming from terror.
That could absolutely happen where the government goes and says to every mosque, look, we need to know where your money is being spent. Are you sending money to groups like Hamas? Are you sending money to the Taliban? Are you sending money to, you know, just whatever you pick, the Wahhabists, whomever it is that they might send money to? I don't know. Yeah, you know, and then trying to track these things down, putting broad brushstrokes on what is a terrorist group in some foreign country. I totally get
right,
that.
But just rounding up terrorism suspects at that point, Mark. Who doesn't want to be protected from terrorism? So they just have to come up with an excuse.
I don't know that they're going to round people up. I think they would hassle them in that case.
Okay. That's fine that you'd want to, you know, act like they might not do it, and I don't know, maybe they wouldn't, but it seems to me this is a government that is not, you know, they're willing to kill innocent women and children if they happen to be on a different plot of land.
As well, you know, the killing of people in foreign countries.
Sure, and they won't be killing them. They'll just be rounding them up just to check them out. You know, these people are suspected of terrorism, and we've got to go ahead and take – look, while you're under suspect of being a terrorist and you're being investigated, we just have to hold you here in this camp. As soon as we clear you, you're going to be A-okay. We'll let you go.
We just call those camps county jails.
Okay, so you're admitting it essentially is happening then.
I'm telling you that when they're investigating anybody in this country, they by and large keep them in the county jail. They've made bonds difficult to get these days. They essentially the default is giving somebody a high bond, not letting them go free on their own recognizance.
Then you got somebody like Joe Arpaio, who has run out of room in his county jail. This is one of the most corrupt sheriffs in America. This man has run out of room within his jail, so he's built outdoor tents, essentially, that they hold people in. They hold people out in the desert in the Phoenix.
They serve them really crappy food. He's diminished the quality of food as far as he can go without getting, well, sued more.
They're held in, just ramshackle conditions in the desert. It's hot as hell during the daytime and very cold at night. And they treat these people like... they're as inhumanely as they possibly can, and people cheer that man on, and they re-elect him. So if you've got an area of, like up here in New Hampshire, probably aren't too many Muslims around. I don't know. I don't see any mosques or anything like that in the area. But in an area in which they do have a bunch of Muslims, then maybe they will have to build some sort of camp for those people because they might not have enough room in the county jail. And, yes, clearly this isn't happening now. But I think it's silly to believe that or to shut yourself off from the idea that it could happen when pretty much all they need to do is just come up with an excuse. And then Americans will look the other way and they won't. Well, it's not happening to me. I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Christian, so I don't have anything to worry about.
They'll just look the other way and they'll say, yeah, those darn Muslims, they're the ones that attacked us on September 11th. And they'll use groupthink and they'll justify all of the horrible things that the government might do to those people.
You know,
if that's what it comes to, they'll get away with it.
I understand where you're coming from. You're predicting something that could happen.
They did it in Guantanamo Bay.
They did what?
Rounded up people.
In Guantanamo Bay? They used Guantanamo Bay as a place to put people that they rounded up that would be, in other conditions, maybe considered prisoners of war.
They were turned over. A lot of them were turned over by people in Pakistan.
You don't think that
Nazi
sympathizers were turned over in World War II and taken as prisoners of war prior to the...
I don't purport to know who those people are in Guantanamo Bay because they haven't been given trials.
Prisoners of war don't get trials either.
These aren't prisoners of war. It's
indeed,
not a war.
They're not. I'm saying under other conditions they would have been. That's all.
Just all depends, Mark.
It's in a fog of war. No one cares. Nobody
That's
cares.
What I'm saying. Nobody's going to care.
All they did with the guys in Guantanamo is mislabel them through improper use of the Constitution. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying they're guilty. I'm just telling you that this is how war is fought.
It's not a war. It's never been declared.
This is how a war is fought. Yeah. You can bicker with me over the whether or not it's a war. I'm fine with
you. So it's a war on terror. So they're going to round up people who are accused of being terrorists.
What, in the United States?
That's what we've been talking about, right? I'm pointing out to you evidence that shows they're already doing pretty much everything that I'm suggesting they could do on a wider scale. That's all. And I'm suggesting to you that the American people won't give a damn because they're not Muslims. So they won't care. Well, the government says it. It must be true. The government has accused these people
so
of being
far away
terrorists.
From it that it just sounds crazy to talk about it.
You think it's so far away? I'm trying to explain to you how it's not far away in the least. How it's just a matter of coming up with an excuse. That they've done all of the things we're talking about, and they've done a lot of them recently. Sean, you're sitting here absorbing all this. I mean, what do you think that I'm crazy?
I don't think you're crazy. Maybe a little... overexpectant. I don't think it's that bad yet.
No, it's not that bad yet, but is it unbelievable to suggest
it
could happen?
It's not at all unbelievable to suggest it could happen. I think it would be incredibly difficult given modern communications. I think that YouTube would get videos out of it rather rapidly and there'd be some public
We've got a YouTube video of these cops harassing our friends Adam and Pete, and I don't think there's going to be much that happens, there's not going to be much public outcry about this, and this is the very beginning of what we're talking about here, demanding people's identification from them and throwing them in a cage if they don't give it up. It's the very beginning of what we're talking about. Show us your papers. 800-259-9231.
We've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go. And then, you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk a little bit more about the Muslim menace here in a little bit. And take your calls, of course. So let's go to the phones and the fun. By the way, I want to invite you to our AMP program, though. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month, and we can help. That'll help us get the show on more radio stations and get more internet listeners on board, exposing them to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Ty, listening in Tennessee on the AMP lines. Hello, Ty.
Hi, Ian. I was listening to the podcast earlier today, and somebody was talking about not driving without a license mm-hmm. and giving up on the state-sponsored licensure.
Yeah, over at cdevolution.org, Seth has written an article about why it is that he is no longer going to be renewing his license. His license has expired as of a few days ago. Seth King over at cdevolution.org. There's details there for those that missed it.
Yeah, the state tries to say that the reason that they're involved with licensure is for public safety, but of course we know that's false. It's because, like you said, it's a joke. Some of the tests that you have to pass are a joke. You mm-hmm. know, when I got my motorcycle license first in Virginia, and when I first got it, and as long as you could go around the building once without falling off the motorcycle, you got a license.
Yeah. So. Strangely, they would ask you things like, show us your turn signals and make sure that the turn signals work and stuff like that. Not that you would know how to use the turn signal thing, but that your turn signals would work in the vehicle even though you are getting a license to drive a motorcycle, not licensing the motorcycle you're on to drive. So if you and it's also legal to use the hand motions on a motorcycle as opposed to the turn signals. I took my motorcycle license and found this, very odd.
Yeah, the thing that came to my mind, though, was that some entrepreneur should get involved and actually start a driver education and training center that's involved with insurance to reduce insurance costs and say this person is a certified safe driver. And then that way, instead of getting a a license, you get a certificate that says, I am a safe driver. And then,
yeah, that's a great idea.
I wouldn't feel so bad going on the road and being a civil disobedient driver if I could prove and say, hey, I have been through this course. If you're worried about safety, I am safer than 90% of the people out here on this road.
Yep, you know what? It's a great idea. In fact, there has been somebody who's proposed doing something like that up here. I don't know if he's moved forward with it. I think one of the problems we've got here is, with this movement is that there are a lot of people that have moved at this point that are single and don't have a whole lot of capital. Some people have some really great ideas, but they don't have.
Started like that.
They got really great ideas, but they don't have the way to really, you know, kick it off in any sort of a big way.
It would seem like you'd have to prove over time that your drivers actually do diminish the costs that insurance companies would have to pay. Insurance companies will currently give you some kind of break if you take a class. These things exist. But it's, you know, mostly it's driver's ed and stuff like that. And as far as I'm concerned, driver's ed's a government-administered course. It didn't teach me much of anything. I think I got 3 days of driving and 3 days of classroom, and that was it.
Right. And, you know, and then just kind of applying that same idea, though, to other areas that the state monopolizes, if liberty-minded individuals who have the capital and have the entrepreneur spirit could look at what is the argument that they give for the state, and we can provide that on the market much better and actually provide what's the need rather than giving lip service to the need.
The thing is, the license has absolutely nothing to do with safety. It's just a receipt for the payment of a bribe.
Yes, it is. Exactly. That is effectively what it is. But morality underlying the idea of licensure is to say that you're safe to drive.
Well, that's the story they tell.
That's how they hook it. That's how they hook it into society.
Yeah, well, I think you'd need to have somebody with, if you're going to start it, some sort of a private organization that is doing this certification, it would have to have, like Mark was saying, credibility. The person who's in charge of the organization would have to be renowned, have some sort of renown, and be able to prove that he is, you know, or she is this, you know, excellent driver that really knows their stuff and that they're certified. This,
the Mario Andretti Safe Driver Course.
That kind of thing. Something that they could point to say, yes, here are the reasons why my course is better than what you would have to do at a government driver certification. And obviously, it wouldn't be hard to do this because the government driver certification is a joke. So you would, you know, have a little comparison chart or something like that. Check, 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 check. You know, you get this, you get that, you get this, you get that. And then you promote that. And then, there would be other ways to, you know, to make sure that you wouldn't have people counterfeiting the certificates. You'd have to have things like that involved. And I think it's a great idea, and I hope that we see it here in New Hampshire first. And Ty, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Frank, listening to WCER in Canton, Ohio. Hello, Frank.
Oh, hi. Oh, I thought I got the Punch and Judy show. I'm sorry.
Hello? Is that a joke?
Yes.
I think it was. Frank, with a joke. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Noah in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Noah, in Ohio, going on?
Athens, Ohio, to be specific.
Hi, Noah. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just going to give Ian a little support here. Are you aware of the Internet kill switch bill?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Well, I know it was proposed. It didn't go through, so...
I heard they're trying to resurrect it like a zombie.
Yes.
It seems kind of overblown to me. It's my understanding that it's fairly the fears about that are fairly overblown in that it would require some sort of voluntary compliance on the part of the ISPs. And in addition, of course, the idea that they would kill the Internet would be a major – it would be far more economically damaging than whatever they would be responding to.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. I was just making the point that it's out there about how you said if they would ever, you know, start rounding up a group for political reasons, that, you know, they wouldn't get away with it because you would see it on the Internet.
Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as to suggest they would shut the internet down. Again, it requires the ISPs to go along with the plan.
No, I wouldn't think that they would shut the entire internet down. I think that they would, start shutting down individual sites.
Well, they could do that right now if they want to.
Yeah.
They don't need a kill switch for that. They can just come up with some poppycock and send a threatening letter to an internet service provider or a hosting company. And
yeah.
If the hosting company is scared enough, they're just going to go ahead and pull your account.
Yeah,
It wouldn't matter if they had a leg to stand on legally. All they would have to do is basically send a threatening letter, and they would get what they wanted.
Okay. But what I'm getting more towards is what they would deem, a certain group. I don't necessarily, you guys said Mexicans or Muslims. I think it would be more likely anarchists or libertarians or, are you aware of the MIAC report?
Sure, yeah. We've had Catherine Bleich on the show and John Bush to talk about those in the past, and they just came out. I just saw something this week, which was like this glossary of terrorist terminology that the Department of Justice or something like that was passing out, and it mixed in, this so-called freedom movement with Muslims and terrorists and all that, mm-hmm. and just kind of bunched them all together, all into the same place. So sure, all that stuff exists.
Exactly. I was just wanted to bring up those two points that they would probably go after whoever they deem domestic terrorists rather than maybe an ethnic group.
You know, that could very well be the case, and in fact, then yeah, you're right. That would give them the excuse to round up Muslims and round up anarchists as well.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for the call tonight, Noah. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. They don't really have the excuse yet to go after the white terrorists. They need another example of they need another reason to hoist them up and point them out as the culprit.
Yeah, the IRS airplane guy down in Texas,
yeah.
He didn't really turn out. I think he killed one person in the IRS building when flying an airplane into it. That much is true. I suppose something terrible could happen.
So 800-259-9231. We'll talk about there's a story over at the Huffington Post about Muslims and the suggestion that they Tea Party folks suggesting that they be expelled from the country. Of course, to expel Muslims from the country would require a roundup. So there are people that are out there proposing these ideas. Whether or not they have political influence is another question. But nonetheless, 800-259-9231, we can explore that. Also, we'll share with you the audio of Liberty on Tour's arrests in Denver. It's all come up. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.